In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Exports, if we look at the U.S. and just the overall supply and demand estimates, no real big changes from where USDA was a month ago. Still holding the U.S. export number at 16.7 million bales, and that's actually unchanged from September. Current estimate is about 3.7 million bales above what we saw in the 2006 market year. You know, the ones we will probably watch now in terms of exporters are Brazil and India, because both of those are exporting countries. We actually saw some slight upward revisions in the crop in Brazil, although they held the export number the same. India, we didn't see any big changes in any of their supply and demand estimates on the exporting side.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We actually saw some fairly significant revisions in some of their domestic production and demand estimates that did not translate into any changes in the import levels, but we did see USDA increase the size of their crop by 3 million bales and also increase their domestic use. Also made some historical revisions in ending stocks, so we did see those numbers adjusted a little bit. Now, how much that was going to ultimately affect trade remains to be seen.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
For the current 07-08 marketing year, USDA now puts total world mill use at 129.5 million bales, which would, of course, by far and away be the largest amount of cotton we've ever consumed in a marketing year. Last year, we did just over 123 million bales. Again, a lot of that's fueled by China because they're estimated to consume 55 of that 129 million bales. So you've got a significant amount of mill use in China.